This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
One of the top experts in the world, and a best-selling author, one of the top experts on China, Stephen W. Mosier, is going to be joining us. Bully of Asia. Why do we see the big pivot to Asia? What's China really up to? What's their global endgame? Because today we've launched the 34-hour special broadcast. That's my normal syndicated show in the middle of it, but it's titled Know Your Enemy. Well, the communist Chinese are the folks allied with George Soros, the Clintons, all of them. They penetrated this probably 100 times worse than Russia. And so all that's unfolding coming up in the next segment. Then we'll open the phones up after that. But, Roger, I want to give you the floor in the next 4 minutes here to recap this house of cards coming down, the media that we first telegraphed 6 months ago, preparing to turn on the Clintons. That's now happened. We do have our finger on the pulse. Tell us how the House of Cards collapsing is going to look like, and how long can this Democrat civil war go on, as delicious as it is?
Well, Alex, once again, InfoWars has been on the cutting edge of the Clinton story. You know, when I wrote my book, The Clinton's War on Women, which is, of course, available at the InfoWars.com store right now at a terrific price, I really wondered whether they would ever be fully brought to justice. But what we have seen is an extraordinary sea change where the left has decided that the baggage of the Clintons has become a steamer trunk, that they can no longer be the face of the opposition, that the American people are fed up with Bill, Hillary, and their greedy little daughter, Chelsea. So in recent weeks, you have seen Ross Douthat of the New York Times, Chris Hayes of MSNBC, the elitist punk David Rothkopf, whoever he is, and Michelle Goldberg writing in the New York Times, all turning viciously on the Clintons. What this means, of course, is growing optimism among House Republicans that they will get a special prosecutor to look into the Clinton Foundation, Uranium One, and indeed into Bill's long, tortured list of sexual assaults. Now, I want to stress that some in the media still trying to pass Bill Clinton's activities off as consensual, saying that these were infidelities or indiscretions. Well, ask Juanita Broderick about that. An extraordinary piece last week by Aaron Klein of Breitbart. An incredible piece by Ed Klein, the award-winning author, detailing five new women who came forward in just the last 10 days, all of whom were sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton. This is creating a firestorm, a critical mass, if you will. The Clintons' days as the head of the Democratic Party, at least the titular head, the face of the party of Kennedy, Truman, and Roosevelt, is over. And who is leading this charge to de-Clintonize the Democratic Party? Well, my sources tell me it's none other than Barack and Michelle Obama. Remember that the Obamas continue to control the machinery of the Democratic Party. That's the nominating process for their candidate in 2020. Now, the blood was never good between the Obamas and the Clintons. They needed each other. They had a tendency to cover for each other. But who can forget Ed Klein's incredible reporting in which Hillary Clinton barked at the president over the email scandal, "Call off your dogs, Obama." Well, now it seems that the dogs have been sicked on the Clintons. This performance in Arkansas last week, in which they had the 25th anniversary of Bill's election, in which they both looked like octogenarians ready to go to the great beyond, was kind of their final act.
I was about to say, not making fun of old folks, the Clintons particularly look like evil crypt keepers about to be shoveled into their graves. Hopefully all their evil works will be shoveled in there as well with old George Soros and his demonic son, Alex. Roger Stone, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private label as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private label by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. 2 weeks ago, they had congressional hearings where Paul Watson had an article up about the Islamic truck attack, the ISIS attack in New York. And they said during lunch, this was YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter executives, we found that InfoWars had the top story about the attack, and it was fake news. And the fake news was that a major imam had warned de Blasio publicly on WABC, but also on Fox News, that there were imminent ISIS attacks coming and which mosque were teaching it. Now, that was all true. And the congressman says, I want it taken down. They said, yes, sir, we already took it down at lunch so that people couldn't see it. We're the target, not because we're fake news, but because we have the best guests on. We do the research. They just misrepresent what we say in the news sometimes to then say we put out fake news, like Martian slave bases. I never said that. They just say I said it. But where's the video? Where's the article? Where's the text? It's fake news. Time Magazine, all of it's going bankrupt, folks. It's all falling apart. So, there's a new article that just went up on InfoWars.com, and we're going to our guest, but all ties together. YouTube says InfoWars.com is harmful while ignoring its own pedophile problem. If you type in how to have, it comes up with how to have sex with your kids. In fact, the top searches are that. But then if you're on YouTube and try to click and go to InfoWars.com, it says be careful, may contain malware, phishing attempts, or disturbing content. Yeah, disturbing content. So now when people try to go off links that we put under our videos, we're partnered with YouTube, they're saying, be careful. This is total defamation. And it's just getting worse by the minute. Speaking of worse by the minute, Communist China is absolutely allied with the left and many globalists in this country. And they are now militarily expanding all over the world. They've got 97% of rare earth minerals that we've just strategically let them have, the Panama Canal. This has all been the globalist sellout of the country. And joining us, published by Regnery, is Stephen W. Mosier, Bully of Asia, the new book. And, of course, he's one of the top journalists and experts on China, highly recognized out there, pop.org. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's a best-selling author, internationally recognized authority on China and population issues, as well as the acclaimed author and speaker. He has tirelessly worked since 1979 to fight coercive population control program, which you're getting back on, so I'm just about that, and has helped hundreds of thousands of women and families worldwide over the years. In 79, Stephen was the first American social scientist to visit mainland China. He was invited there by the Chinese government, where he had access to government documents and actually witnessed women being forced to have abortions under the new one-child policy. Mr. Mosher was the pro-church atheist at the time. He's been on before, but witnessing the traumatic abortions led him to reconsider his convictions and eventually become a practicing pro-life Roman Catholic. And he joins us now, pop.org, to get into just China, their stance, what they're doing, what the mindset is of the communist authoritarian regime that controls 1.3 billion people. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Where should we start? There's so much to get into. I mean, I'm now more and more under Chinese-style net censorship. They're starting to block us everywhere, and it's crazy.
Well, it is, Alex, and they're blocking you because you're telling the truth, and there are a lot of people out there who don't like truth tellers. The global elitists want us to go quietly into that good night. They want to use Chinese serfs, Chinese slave labor to produce cheap goods, which they import into this country. And, of course, millions of American workers have been unemployed as a result. But the point I want to make, and in fact the point I make in Bully of Asia, is this is all part of an effort concerted with and, in fact, in many ways led by the People's Republic of China. People need to understand in the United States that China declared war on us back in 1991. Now, you didn't hear about this, but you're hearing about it now. And what I mean by that is when the Soviet Union collapsed, Deng Xiaoping said to his comrades, the old Cold War is over, America won, but the new Cold War is now beginning between China and America, and China, the Middle Kingdom, is going to win this one and become the dominant power on the planet.
And they admit it's economic. I mean, you're the expert, but they even said then we're going to flood them with bad drugs, legal drugs, prescription drugs, opiates, stuff 10 times stronger than Oxycontin. They brag about what they're doing, and they found lots of accomplices in our government.
Well, they did. I mean, China's been at war with us ever since. They've been stealing our intellectual property, stealing our factories and jobs, opposing us internationally, warring against us in cyberspace, making these amazing territorial claims to the South China Sea. In a saner time, you know, claiming the entire South China Sea would be an act of war, and we went to the Hague Tribunal and said, tell China to stop. And the Hague Tribunal said, stop. And Xi Jinping, the new Red Emperor of China, Xi Jinping, the president of China, the head of the military, the head of the Chinese Communist Party, says the Hague Tribunal's ruling on the South China Sea is nothing more than waste paper, toilet paper. And that's how China regards all international law. They are not going to be bound by the current international system. They're going to violate it in every way they can to profit themselves. That's what's been happening for the last 20 years. And finally, at long last, I think we have a president who understands this and is willing to seriously take on China. I think that's good for America, and it'll be good for our future if we can simply carry out his policies.
I knew back in the mid-90s, FBI reports were 10,000 Chinese front companies in the U.S. infiltrating everything. Now, reportedly, it's far worse than that. They're making a lot of our defense components. Again, they've penetrated and bought off massive numbers of state, local, federal officials. I mean, from your deep research, how bad is the penetration?
Well, you know, when I met with Chris Cox back in 1998, he was head of the Cox Commission looking into Chinese efforts to destabilize the United States back in 1996 with the election by pouring money into the Clinton campaign. So this Russian collusion I have to smile at, because there was real Chinese collusion beginning in the 90s and continuing to the present day. It was 8,000 front companies in the United States that Congressman Cox put in his report. It's tens of thousands more now. We have Confucian Institutes, so-called, going into American universities. Confucian Institutes, which are run by the Ministry of State Security in China, where you cannot talk about the three T's. You cannot talk about Taiwan. You can't talk about Tibet. You can't talk about the Tiananmen massacre back in 1989. All you can talk about is, you know, how wonderful the People's Republic of China is, and how everybody should learn Mandarin Chinese so they can read the news reports from the New China News Agency, which is the propaganda arm of the Chinese Communist Party. So the penetration is very deep. It's continuing. And we've got to wise up to it. We are 5 or 10 years away from a tipping point, after which China will become so strong and powerful that there will be no recovering. No recovering.
And notice we hear from the head of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Bankstein, and other globalists, ha ha, Trump, you'll never get the infrastructure back. We're moving everything to China. America's done. Our global elites based in the U.S. have openly sided with China for decades. This is part of their larger plan. I know you're an expert on that. But I want to talk about when we come back, because they're literally cackling like the Wicked Witch of the East, saying, too late, my pretties. It's already done. Well, we'll see if that's the case. Trump at least is trying to get us awake to this to a certain extent. That's why it makes me so mad, the whole Russia canard. Not that I'm a Russophobe or a Russophile either way. Don't hate Russia. Don't love Russia. I just have studied the facts, and it looks like Russia on a Richter scale, what? I mean, maybe 1/10, 1/100. I mean, it seems so small compared to the sophisticated Chinese total penetration, plus the elites here that have been open-armed to it. Let's talk about this with the author of The Bully of Asia, Stephen Mosier, straight ahead.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
M. Mosier,
through the lies and disinformation.
Expert on China, is our guest right now, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stephen, getting into this, when we see Mao Zedong being put in power by leftists and the CIA in 49, that's now been declassified. The John Birch Society wrote about it back in the 50s and got made fun of. And then now we see Lloyd Blankfein, as I mentioned earlier, tweeting at Trump going, I've been to China. Their infrastructure is way better. Good luck turning America back on. It's one thing to see China wanting to be dominant. It's another thing to then see elites in our own country allied with it, selling it out, making sweetheart deals, getting rich off of it, moving to China, and then celebrating it. It's so painful to see why they hate America so much. A, is what I just said accurate from your research? And then B, why do they have that attitude?
You know, Alex, there's a lot of money to be made in China because China is a country run by a corrupt elite. The Chinese Communist Party is the largest party in the world, has 90 million members. But when we're talking about the elite, we're just talking about the top 10,000 or so, the people who run the provinces, the people who run the major factories, the people who get into power and literally make billions of dollars in corrupt under-the-table bribes by running this province or by running that state-owned factory. It's an amazing fact, but the former premier of China, Wen Jiabao, who came into office with a fairly modest fortune, left office with $3 billion in ill-gotten gains. So if you go to China and if you link up with people like Xi Jinping and people like Wen Jiabao, the leaders of provinces, the leaders at the state level, the national level, you can make a lot of money by selling out the United States and by helping the Chinese elite oppress their own workers. There are probably 100,000 demonstrations by workers in China each year against factory owners who are in cahoots with the Chinese Communist Party, who don't pay them just wages, who won't allow them to organize and strike for higher wages. When they do start striking, when they do start organizing, the People's Armed Police, so-called, the People's Armed Police, which are not on the side of the people, but on the side of the party, come in with their AK-47s and break up the demonstration. So this is a tiny elite in China cooperating with our own elite to suppress wages in China to produce cheap goods, which are then flooded into the United States and other foreign countries. The goal, of course, of the Chinese Communist Party is to industrialize China, to move the factories of the world to China, away from the United States, away from Europe, and to use the rest of the world as a source of raw materials and a source of consumers. And I'm afraid to say that that project, which began in the 1990s and picked up speed with China's entry into the World Trade Organization 17 years ago, is very, very far along. China produces more than half of the world's steel today. They're flooding the market with cheap steel. What does that do for American steelworkers when that subsidized cheap steel comes into the United States? Well, it puts them out of work. Fortunately, we have a president now who sees the problem and who is standing up for ordinary Americans, blue-collar workers.
Sure. Well, exactly. And let's talk about the end game here. If the U.S. is totally sold out, they won't even have any bargaining chips. Our own elites just want to make money today and not even have power long-term that they could leverage out. So they really are short-sighted, even from a Machiavellian perspective. Let me ask you this question. The suicide nets around the Apple factories, the forced abortions, the Falun Gong Buddhists arrested. Used to, the American left would criticize this. So would the right. Now you see almost no news about this anymore, showing our own establishment would like to implement something like this here.
Well, yeah, people don't know, but they're going to learn now from your show, Alex, that a new cultural revolution is underway in China. You remember the old cultural revolution launched by Mao Zedong back in the 60s, which followed on the heels of political purges in the 50s, which cost tens of millions of lives. I mean, Chairman Mao Zedong was the greatest mass murderer in history, responsible for at least 65 million deaths. Well, over the last 30 years, beginning when I was in China, first in China back in 79 and 80, the Chinese Communist Party has eliminated, has killed 400 million of its own unborn citizens. That's the result of the one-child policy. And any country, any leadership that's willing to kill 400 million of its own unborn citizens is obviously will stop at nothing to achieve its goals. And its goal really is the China dream. When you hear President Xi Jinping, who's also the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, who's also the Chairman of the Military Commission, General Xi Jinping, say that he dreams a China dream, that China dream, as I write in The Bully of Asia, is the world's nightmare. China dreams of overturning the current world order and replacing it with one dominated by China.
I was about to say, what does their end game look like when you talk about us being 5 to 10 years of this being irreversible? Because whether it's genetic engineering or chemical dumping or dirty coal, I mean, they just do not care. It is just absolute balls to the walls, pell-mell, this dream, no rules, no nothing, no regulations, while we have regulations heaped on us by our very own elites that are investing in China.
Well, here we have to go back to the very founding of China back in, way back in 220 BC, when the brutal Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor of the Qin dynasty, killing millions of people in the process, unified China under a single emperor. And China, of course, was known as the Middle Kingdom, the kingdom in the middle. And it felt a natural right, a manifest destiny, to control all of its smaller neighbors. Well, that manifest destiny that China feels, that's embodied in the China dream, is now something that China wants to extend to the entire world. China dreams of being the world's dominant power, replacing the United States. And, of course, a world dominated by China would be less free, be less democratic, it would be less safe, not only for Americans, but for the Chinese people themselves. I mean, look, Christians in China are being told they cannot bring their children to church. This is new. This just came out a couple weeks ago. Because children under the age of 16, it's illegal to bring your own children to Catholic Mass or to Christian religious services. Home church leaders are being arrested. The crosses are being ripped off the top of churches. Catholics have been told to stop, you know, any contact with...
Because now our media won't criticize China? They feel like there's a green light to be even more repressive?
Well, I think part of it is the fact that our own media wants advertisements placed by Chinese companies, and of course they're making money off the China trade. The other thing is that they think that the United States, that China, in many respects, our own elite, which I believe that leftists in general have a kind of self-loathing that they project onto society as a whole. They don't respect the United States. They think of China as in some ways a more just society because they believe Chinese propaganda that we provide housing and food for them.
Absolutely. And I mean, they get off on Buddhists being taken and having their organs stolen. I want to talk about briefly with you on the other side, then we'll let you go. How to stop them, though. What you think the weak points are in the communist Chinese system. Straight ahead, Bully of Asia is the book.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality, affordable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A bunch of multinational corporations that have a vision of world government they want. That's now out in the open. They've been programming the average American to hate our heritage, to hate Christianity, to hate free market. And then to lionize communist countries. People tell me, oh, we want to be like Cuba. They have free health care. Yeah, but no MRI machines. I mean, Venezuela doesn't even have medicine for malaria right now. They long since ate their dogs and cats. There's this total bizarre romantic romanticism associated with communism that breeds on the universities. And I understand rich elites want to sabotage the next generation so there's no competition from that generation. That's clearly what this action is. Kind of like a grizzly bear will find a female grizzly bear that just had a bear cub and will kill it. It's just pure, aggressive, dominant behavior. Extremely authoritarian. It creates nightmare societies. It doesn't create survival of the fittest. It creates survival of the most demonic and evil and controlling. And so joining us is Stephen M. Mosier, one of the top experts on China, new best-selling book out, Bully of Asia. They say they're taking over. They've done a pretty good job of it. Russia and other countries try to pull out of globalism. China's dictator, calling president, put in charge by the Central Committee and the Politburo, he came out when Trump got elected about 11, 12 months ago, and he said, I'm going to prop up the New World Order. I'm going to keep the euro in place. I'll help you defeat Trump, if people remember. They were like, yay, our new leader is the communist Chinese president, because he'll play along with all this. So we've gone from criticizing Tiananmen Square a few decades ago to our media will not even discuss it today. And it just goes on and on and on that we're becoming like China. They're not becoming like us. Trump just wants to put the brakes on it a little. And the howling and screaming, even though the economy comes back, only gets more deafening. So what is their end game? How do we stop it? And other key points.
Well, their end game is obviously world domination. That's what the people may have heard about, the New Silk Road. China is spending trillions of dollars to create a series of railroads and ports, opening sea routes and land routes to Europe. The New Silk Road is all about restructuring the world economic order around China, drawing Europe, drawing India, drawing the Middle East away from connections with the United States and forging connections with China. So that's obviously an effort to dominate what Harold Mackinder called the world island. You know, back 100 years ago, this great strategist said, he who dominates the world island will dominate the world. Well, we don't have ambitions in the United States to dominate the world. We've been a benevolent world leader. We have not claimed territory when we've gone in to try to promote democracy. China wants territory. It wants power. It wants clout. It wants domination. And its New Silk Road is an effort to dominate Eurasia. And I'll tell you what. If China winds up dominating everything from Manchuria in the east, Siberia in the east, all the way to European Russia in the west, it's game over. Basically, they will control so much of the world's population, 4 billion people, and so much of the world's landmass that the United States will necessarily be a second-ranked power.
Exactly, and they admit all this. How did they get 97% control of rare earth minerals? Why did we strategically let that happen? Plus, that's not normal. Other companies or countries should have a bigger percent than 3% total. I mean, wow, how did that disaster happen? Again, for those that don't know, you need rare earth minerals for all the electronics that run civilization. How did they get such a corner on the global market of that key area?
Well, Alex, you know, rare earths are not all that rare. They're found in the United States. We had some rare earth mines years ago, but they were shut down by an overactive Environmental Protection Agency. China, of course, doesn't mind violating environmental rules. In fact, the main job of the Chinese Environmental Protection Agency agents is to go out to mines and factories to take a bribe and then go home and write a nice report saying there's no problem with pollution. Anyone who's been in China knows that pollution is terrible, that Chinese lung cancer, throat cancer rates are the world's highest. And there's no effort really to rein in this kind of pollution. So, but who cares? If Chinese elites certainly don't care if Chinese workers' lives are sacrificed as long as their power, as long as their wealth continues to go up. You know, we hear a lot about North Korea. What people need to understand is that North Korea is China. North Korea is a tributary state of the communist China. It is armed and defended by Beijing under a mutual security treaty. So here you have the irony of China saying, oh, we don't like Kim Jong-un. We want to do something about his nuclear program. We believe in denuclearization. At the same time that they're providing components for his missiles, that they're providing technology for his nuclear research program. And at the same time, they are protecting North Korea by a mutual security treaty. I mean, anyone who fell for that, as, of course, the Clintons did back in the 90s, and everyone, in fact, up to President Trump, fell for that little charade, doesn't understand the point of China's relationship with North Korea. Chinese Party Supremo Xi Jinping doesn't want to help solve the North Korean problem. He helped to create the problem, he sustains the problem, and he's using it for his own purposes, which is to say, to distract the United States and the world from the real threat, which is China itself.
And again, the worst human rights abuses, the suicide nets, the forced abortions, the killing of the Buddhists and Christians, and leftist media tried to cover that up for decades. It's all now admitted. I think it's beyond just a romanticism for communism. I just think the average leftist really likes authoritarianism and really wants to appease China and get on the payroll.
Well, I have to agree with you, because if the leftists in the United States have no respect for the freest, most democratic country, the world that has ever existed in the world, which is the United States of America, then they have to embrace something. You know, they can't let their minds remain completely empty. And so they embrace this distant mirage of socialism, the idea that you can create heaven on earth. And not knowing very much about China and not wanting to disturb their own illusions, they romanticize the country. They romanticize strong leaders who are going to solve supposedly problems overnight.
And they fantasize because they love that socialist authoritarianism, that they'll be part of the ruling elite. Just briefly, as we're going to break, and I appreciate your time, Bully of Asia, Stephen Mosier, always a great guest, been on before, one of the top experts out there. Talk about just briefly your awakening as an atheist. You know, it's kind of, a liberal, whatever. You're over there. You actually see it for yourself, that transformation.
Well, years ago, I was at the University of California at Berkeley, one of the high temples of secular humanism, teaching Chinese anthropology. I was finishing up a PhD at Stanford University. I was selected to go to China and study the People's Republic of China. I found myself in the midst of the most horrific population control program the world has ever seen, the one-child policy, which involved the forced abortion of women 7, 8, and 9 months pregnant, their forced sterilization following so they wouldn't disturb the population control program in years to come. And I really did have in the operating room witnessing the forced abortion of women who were very close to giving birth. I came to understand, first of all, the sanctity of human life. These were little tiny human beings, little sons of Adam, daughters of Eve, who were being sacrificed to the population control program. And I came to believe that if hell could exist and the pit of hell opened up before me as I was witnessing forced abortions, then there must be a compensating good, there must be a compensating heaven, there must be a God. So in a kind of strange way, I found God in China because of the absolute absence of God and godliness in that.
Beautifully said, because when you're surrounded by good and justice, you don't appreciate it. Once you're put into hell for one moment, you awaken. Bully of Asia, thank you so much, sir, for your time. God bless you. We'll be back.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to my MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Good at whining. I'm not really good at saying, oh, poor me. Because I've asked for everything that's happening. But I do need the listeners and viewers to understand something. We're in a fight. And if the attacks taking place against InfoWars and against News Wars, some of which I can talk about publicly, some of which I can't talk about yet, but soon, aren't recognized by you as an attack on all of our freedoms, we will lose. Now, we've come from behind. People now know there's a private corporate world government. They now know our elites sold us out to communist China and sold out their people to total slavery to be the engine to build world government. We now know about the globalist pedophile networks and how they control populations. We now know about their eugenics-based one-world government plan. We know about their plan to make us all renters living in 200-square-foot coffin apartments where families have basically been made illegal. We know the enemy's plan. We know it's diabolical. We know it's anti-human. We know it's authoritarian. We know it's nasty. We should be able to stop it. But that said, Google and its sub-companies, Facebook, Twitter, they're all ratcheting us down and banning Milo and Roger Stone and new people every day. They're banning popular leftists that have their own platforms because they don't want anybody but the controlled central systems. All the major newspapers are going bankrupt. They're all getting propped up. Time Magazine's bankrupt. It just got bought out. It's all collapsing. And its response is to go ahead and launch censorship. So if we just sit here and confidently take it like, well, that's no big deal. Being banned on Google AdSense, being banned on AdRoll, being constantly curtailed, being blocked from putting our films on iTunes, all of it. We put up with that discrimination. We're going to go from being in these digital ghettos, as Matt Drudge has warned, to physical ghettos. It should make us total cause celebs to have all these congressional hearings saying shut down InfoWars, and the heads of YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter go, yes, sir, we shut them down at lunch. I mean, we have the video. It's on screen right now. And now this article by Paul Joseph Watson. I don't want to make the news about us. I got stacks of incredibly important stuff here. But if you go to YouTube and you type in how to have a great trip, how to have a great vacation. No, you get how to have sex. It auto loads how to have sex with your kids. And YouTube and Google, its parent company, just lost millions in advertising last week as companies found their advertising was being placed on pedophile videos promoting child sex with adults. This is just they're coming out to condition us where we don't care anymore. Got the deputy pope arrested for it. You got all these major arrests happening daily. And you've got all these publications coming out saying Trump isn't going after pedophiles. There's no pedophiles. Alex Jones made it up. It doesn't exist. Pizzagate's fake news. Pizza is code word. Cheese pizza for child porn online, the FBI reports. The media focused on a pizza place to then try to make it look like no pedophilia exists in the world by putting out that fake story that everybody then ended up reporting on to ignore the spirit cooking and the devil worship and the pedophilia arrests and all the rest of it. They distracted off with that decoy. But here it is, and we're going to break tomorrow. Disney involved in sexualization of children. Shocking. Disney, though, hires people that are convicted child rapists to run movies with children on the set. I mean, this is who they are. They're about selfishness, and there's nothing more selfish. I feel guilty when I eat veal because it's baby cow. Imagine, again, these people are all about having no guilt. So the story's on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, our final outpost. YouTube says InfoWars.com is harmful while ignoring its own pedophile problem. So you know this is the next step for us being banned on made-up pretenses. So we have our own platform here for now, Infowars.com/show. But people stop down the street and they go, I don't see you streaming on Facebook anymore. I don't see you. That's because they block us from sharing the link. You have to go right to Alex Jones on Facebook to see the feed. You got to go right to Infowars.com/show. You got to go right to the Alex Jones channel because they're not letting you share it. You got to click notifications. You've got to want it to come to your inbox or they'll block it. But it frustrates me because folks love us and watch us when it just pops up and they can see it. But when they can't, they just go, oh, where's Alex Jones? Get to sign up for our free newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter, so you get the videos and the articles they don't want you to see delivered to your inbox. I've been saying we've got to go back to email. We've got to get big in email. Everybody's got to follow us on email. You got to sign up to get our alerts because it's happening. Having ignored its own pedophile problem, where wannabe child molesters abuse the platform to stalk children for months, potentially years, YouTube is now declaring links to InfoWars.com harmful and disturbing. Oh, the irony. A user who attempted to link through to InfoWars from a YouTube video on their phone sent us the following screenshot. I've seen it, too. Be careful. This site may be harmful, states the warning. The site you're trying to visit, InfoWars.com, may have malware, phishing attempts, or disturbing content. think it's pretty disturbing when you type in how to fix your car, how to whatever, you get how to rape children. No, YouTube's harmful. Amazon's harmful. Apple's harmful. They're the globalists. They're the ones in bed with China. They're the ones that openly want to run our lives and say we're obsolete and who took over all the major platforms. This website then offers a back-to-safety option. Oh, back-to-safety. Don't leave. Stay here with us on YouTube. This is so Orwellian. Option to prevent the user from accessing InfoWars. And it goes on with the Daily Mail reporting on it. I can't even deal with this anymore. I mean, do you understand? They are trying to snuff us out. And if they can snuff us out, they can snuff you out. We are the champion. I didn't ask to be the champion. I'm not complaining about it. I'm quite honored. I don't feel up to it, quite frankly. Now, before I go to break, come back the next hour, and I will take your phone calls the entire hour and cover other big, important breaking news. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. And I said, what are even better? That's the red pill. There's no artificial additives here. With preglinone, which is the Olympic team lets you take, it doesn't consider it an illegal steroid, but it is the precursor to all hormones in the body. Your body has to have it to be able to make hormones. Your body produces it on its own. But with all the chemicals and things in the environment and all the estrogen mimickers, it ends up getting basically blocked. And then levels of it go down more than 60% on average by the time you reach 20 years of age. It starts dropping precipitously up to 60-plus percent by the time you're 70. You can read all the details at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. But I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. It doesn't compete with Brain Force. Brain Force is amazing, super high quality, absolutely supercharges you with natural, healthy compounds the brain needs to activate with healthy stimulant like green tea and things like that. Everybody loves it. And it's 50% off. And we have 50% off store-wide right now, and we have free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Cyber Monday, and then it's got to end. The special's been going for over a week. We've got a whole bunch of other specials that are about to end as well. But the point is, red pill. The real red pill is here, supports optimal brain function, supports hormonal balance, supports healthy aging, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. It is really dramatic for me personally and others. So it is a vitamin, mineral, amino acid, multi with the preglinone and with the beetroot. And you add all that together, it is amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. You've got to have these building blocks, and it is amazing. Be sure to consult your health care provider if you've got any questions, though, because these are serious formulas. So the real red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon,
and QVC.
Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.